This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Stood at democracynow.org, Dirty Wars, which covers this, Open Angeles and in New York at the IFC and Lincoln Plaza and Washington East Street Theater, Angeles. Jeremy Scahill, thanks so much for being with us. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining.
Wednesdays in Portland are a little more festive these days on Hump Day PDX. Hump Day PDX is a street festival of music and art exhibits of creative entrepreneurs who are living on the streets to enjoy food and a beer garden, all organized by creative artists and in an effort to stimulate the local neighborhood economy as well. June 12th from 6 to 10 p.m. and every second Wednesday of the month, 9th and Belmont in Portland. More information about this KBOOSP FM on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is now 5 p.m. FM Portland and KBOO.FM online. Any news? And the KBOO Evening News has been made possible in part by from the Clinton Street Theater, featuring independent and revival every Saturday at midnight, as well as the monthly KBOO Movie Night. The corner of Southeast Clinton and 26th in Portland. Schedule 3-238-5588 or see.com. Coming up right now, the KBOO Evening News.
Your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, parents to opt out of vaccinating their children.
The Oregon gray wolf losing its federal endangered species protections.
Mobilizing the Oregon National Guard for law enforcement in cash-strapped.
Good evening. This is the KBOO 2013. I'm Liam Delta.
And I'm Linda Olson-Osterlinson. Announced today that they will close the controversial San Onofre. New plant has faced numerous problems over the last several years, including leak. The plant's second unit was closed for routine maintenance weeks ago. Edith Graver said the decision to close was based on continuing uncertainty on damaged unit. Officials say nuclear material will likely remain if a solution can be found.
Because while a plant sits idle, we have to, as well as continue to pay the operations and ready. Full decommissioning of the site is going to be a process.
Groups opposing the plant are hailing the 7 million people living nearby. San Onofre closure comes on regulators called for more oversight of 31 nuclear reactors across.
The Oregon Senate has passed a bill that will make it more difficult for Oregon kids. Parents who wish to opt out of vaccinations will have to talk in video on the alleged risks and benefits of vaccinations. Opposed the bill.
Colleagues, Oregon has the worst rate of them in the entire United States. It has risen from less than 2% in 2001 to 6.4% in May. Some counties, the rate of non-medical exemption is as high as 12%. Very high exemption rates, up to 70%. These spikes of disease. A school needs a 94% virus from spreading and herd immunity. We are now below that. This could become a public health, a 132 specifically do. It simply opens up the exemption for religious and or for personal or philosophical, not limit exemptions. It creates a smart and informed decision making among parents and look to encourage parents to talk benefits and risks of vaccines, as well as about the risks of opting.
Senator Tim Knopp, who helped author the minority report, spoke against.
The minority report be substituted for the committee report on Senate Bill 132.
That the minority report be substituted for the committee report on Senate Bill 132.
President, colleagues, the difference between the committee report are quite simple. The majority report trampled. Embodied in the Oregon Constitution, I read to you Article 1, Section Constitution. No law shall the free exercise, the enjoyment of religious opinions, or interfere with conscience. Colleagues, the majority, by eliminating the religious freedom in our laws without education to achieve the proponent's stated goal. That we have the number one or that we're number one in numbers, is because the only exemption that exists in law today is, in fact, a religious exemption. That beyond religion, they probably do. Port provides for a religious exemption, while at the same proponents want, which is to educate people further. This is people who don't have a particular interest in, and wouldn't adhere to that advice anyway, to either do that, and which they're not going to take advantage of anyway, which I do believe is.
Senate Bill 132 passed the state Senate.
Governor Kitzhaber has considered mobilizing the National Guard to patrol, and local officials can't agree on a plan for law enforcement. Josephine and Curry counties has been slashed in recent years due to the law that once provided millions of dollars for local operations. Last month, the charter prohibits income tax. Voters rejected a proposal to increase safety. Kitzhaber is urging lawmakers to pass House Bill 3, temporary local income tax in counties that have been slashed. In counties that have slashed patrol, jail, and prosecutorial service. Bennett speaking with Josephine County Commissioner Keith Heck.
Enforcement situation in Josephine County
has a population of about 82,000 people in total. Two incorporated cities that have their own law enforcement, which has a contract deputy serving as a law, and it has about 2,000 population. And the city of Cape is roughly about 35,000, and it has its own. The basis of the county is, and there are also some Oregon State Police that are stationed here and also help with the patrol and the law enforcement.
How long have there been financial for law enforcement coverage for the area?
Probably 6 or so years ago. The Oregon and California lands, when the money started to depreciate, disintegrate, due to a change of the ONC laws. And there was a gradual, during the annual receipts of $12 to $16 million every year, used to fund the sheriff's department, and then they implemented Schools Act, and that has been enforced for some. Our last money received from them was, and right now we have no money at all. Very efficient in taking what were historically to be coming to the ONC, nothing but difficulties and empty promises.
That was KBOO's Rachel Bennett speaking with Keith Heck, County Commissioner.
The Oregon Department of Transportation, ODOT, is seeking Bend. The state wants the half acre of land for a $45 million Highway 97, slated to begin this summer. The Bullet filed suit after Les Schwab rejected an undisclosed offer on the property. Sir says the filing is part of the process and he expects a sale to go through.
Based in Washington State, has issued a recall for their pure ire or of the raw milk tested by the Washington State Department of Agriculture. The recall is for pure ire raw milk sold in half-gallon glass, 1 gallon plastic containers with expiration dates of June 8th.
Washington's Department of Agriculture has declined to restrict the class of pesticides suspected of killing honeybees. The commissioner's department banned most consumers from using the pesticides. And according to Department Director Bud Hover, however, there's no lapse in pesticides. The state agency said it would monitor whether additional restrictions are needed. This past month, the European Command three pesticides belonging to the neonicotinoid family.
In Washington State, let me restate that. Two wheat growers filed suit against Monsanto over the unauthorized release of genetically modified filed Thursday in U.S. District Court in Spokane and claims the has hurt farmers' export markets. Lawyers who filed on behalf of wheat growers are seeking class action status. Drager Energy of Lind are the named plaintiffs in the lawsuit. Genetically injured found growing in an 80-acre field in Oregon last week. The wheat cleared by Monsanto to be resistant to their pesticide Roundup in other states through 2005, but was never approved. Modified wheat discovered in eastern Oregon last week continues, with multiple Asian countries pulling out of agreements to buy U.S. wheat. This field last week is illegal in the United States, as there are no approved for production. Monsanto conducted open-air tests again 10 years ago, but the company claims that all of that modified wheat representatives addressed the media yesterday in a conference call, discovery of their wheat in an Oregon farmer's field. Monsanto also hinted modified wheat 10 years ago may have been, quote, sabotaged, advocates have laughed off as, quote, ridiculous.
The Obama administration announced plans today to prematurely strip in wolves across most of the lower 48 states. The move has researchers. They say the wolves are still endangered and need protection. They say the decision to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list puts risk. They say that fledgling populations in places like Oregon action to ensure their survival. For more, KABU's Jenka Soderberg spoke with Biological Diversity.
Noah, can you tell us about the decision to the endangered species list today?
Today that they will be removing Endangered Species Act Protection 48. And, it's just a really unfortunate that wolves have only just begun to recover or not recovered at all their historic range, including Western Oregon and Washington, Rockies and Northeast.
Why do you think there is this rush from gray wolves?
Well, I think it really just comes down to politics and of the population that has a real antipathy towards wolves. It's to oppose federal protections, and then the states in turn have part of those protections. And, Fish and Wildlife Service and the Obama administration.
Is this the first time that you're aware of that ACE has been removed from the list?
No, this has. In fact, we would argue that removing protections for wolves in the northern Montana and Wyoming and eastern Washington and Oregon was pre-gate wolf management plans were calling for such a growing and shooting of wolves and reducing those populations.
But here in Oregon, how will this impact us at a state level?
For the state to kill wolves, particularly in western Oregon. And also I think it, lowers the bar for recovery in Oregon, is that there only has to be 8 packs in the state for to begin that recovery process. Once there's, that delists protections, after there's only 4 packs in eastern Oregon, sets the bar for recovery way too low in Oregon. At last count, and so, a very small number.
What about the legislation, the state legislature?
Well, so the legislation that's moving through protects gray wolves, what it does is it specifies the wolves. It's not going to protect wolves. It's going to allow the state to kill wolves. The association compromised on is they agreed in principle that they needed to protect their livestock before wolves could be killed. The standards for that are pretty low. There's not any kind of best management, says what they have to do.
Is there any chance decision or otherwise challenge it?
Well, so right now, we would certainly encourage people who love wolves to re-engage in our membership to do that and oppose this proposal within a year. And at that point, it can be challenged in federal undoing.
Again, I've been speaking with Noah Greenwald with the Center. Again, their website, biologicaldiversity.org. Who news?
You are listening to the KABU Evening News. Stay tuned, followed by Bread and Roses at 6. We'll hear from the National Security uncovering and documenting government crimes. At 7, it's Hard Hip-Hop Perspective. Tomorrow's weather is mostly clear, with temperatures reaching 80 through the weekend.
Time for daily commentary from Jim Hightower.
I'll bet the braided jumping frog of Calaveras County would have loved a current Congress critter of Frog Jump, Tennessee. The critter's name, agribusiness operator, gospel singer, and Tea Party Republic 2010 from the greater metropolitan area of Frog Jump. To be his priority, the 40-year-old right-winger recently jumped all demanding the $20 billion and 2 million poverty-stricken fam. In his attack, Fincher cited an odd moral sword toward America's poor families, the Bible. The one declared the Bible-thumping budget whacker, quoting the book. Several passages in the Bible depict Jesus teaching Indeed, a heavenly duty of generosity toward the poor was not about to let Jesus trump the Tea Party's small government. He lectured that this is other people's money that Washington is appropriately put, sir. But then, the critter from Frog Jump suddenly paid. Now, the limited government ideologue became demanding a $9 billion increase in a taxpayer subsidy to the income of a few agribusiness outfits like his. In fact, Fincher is the second largest recipient of farm subsidies, $3.5 million in, quote, other people's money. For more information on this hopping hypocrite, go to environmentalwarg.org.
Of action against Walmart. Workers from Walmart stores in 12 cities have the longest strike in the store's history. The workers are calling for fair wages, the company of retaliating against employees who have tried to organize a union. Supporters gathered outside of Walmart's annual shareholder meeting today. Protesters are also concerned about a standard Walmart practice where the company builds multiple stores in a target area in order to. 3 years ago, the Walmart Corporation announced a plan to build 17. Two proposed superstores in Sherwood and Tigard are facing organized. Protests are currently being held in the Portland area as part of the National Day. We're joined by KABU's Robin Ryan outside the Walmart store at South Holtgate for an update from the protests. Good afternoon, Robin.
This is Robin Ryan with KABU News, and we've got about 100 people here right now. They are going, and there's just more and more people showing up. I've got Ann here, who's been involved with some of the organizing, and I'm going to let her speak now.
Hello, this is Andrea Peluso. I'm the executive director of Family Forward Oregon. We led a coalition to pass a paid sick days law in Portland and are working on. And we're here today as supporters of this rally and supporters of Walmart workers across the day of the stakeholders meeting in Arkansas today. Walmart shareholders for increases in wages and increases in benefits for Walmart workers. First, 2014, all workers in Portland will have the opportunity to earn sick pay from Walmart employees, but that's not true in many parts of the state and country. We just wanted to reflect today on how much courage it takes for the country without really the support of a union behind them, although their work kind of risk, obviously, is a risk to their income, a risk to their financial security. And they deserve fair pay. They deserve to have a job that's a pathway out of it. And their courage is what's inspiring so many of us to be here today. Last year, we're $500 billion in a single year, and profits of nearly stealing wages and provide decent benefits and affordable health care. Walmart workers are paid $12,000 a year and prohibit their employees from working full-time. So many of them work at such low wages they qualify for public benefits like food stamps and Medicaid, $1.7 billion a year. So this is something that their bad practices are now subsidizing. And we're here to ask how our state is supposed to continue to support the companies like Walmart are creating with their insidiously low wages. We're here to ask how to compete in a market that subsidizes practices like this, that all but encourages more standards and run down prices where responsible business owners can't compete. They're supposed to thrive and get ahead when their jobs don't pay them enough to afford the basics care. Again, a job should be a pathway out of poverty, not another form of poverty you want to live in. So we're here to ask Walmart to do better by their employees, by our taxpayers in our state. And we hope that others will join us, Walmart workers. We're going to stop shopping at Walmart until they make the changes that we know they need, kinds of policies that we think Walmart, employers like Walmart, should offer to all of their employees.
For that report.
This is Robin Ryan for KABU News.
The Beaver Lake Cree Nation of Alberta, Canada, has won a significant legal victory in their fight against tar sands development near their lands. Court. FSRN's Aaron Lakoff has more.
Way for the Beaver Lake Cree Nation to argue a landmark case in court. The effects of hundreds of tar sands extraction projects near their territory rights of the Canadian government. The case is expected to begin. The decision comes as the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers expects that oil production will grow from 3.2 million barrels per day to 7 million by 2030. The majority of this oil is set to Canada's largest source of oil imports for the United States, with barrels flowing to the American market every day. However, this action is dependent on the expansion of proposed pipeline routes, an issue on both sides of the border. Last week, the newly elected officially opposed the Enbridge Northern Gateway pipeline, which is designated as West Coast. The BC government blocked the Enbridge pipelines. Aaron Lakoff, FSRN, Montreal.
SRN, from Eugene, Oregon, I'm Jess Burns.
A popular queer film festival in St. Petersburg, more than 15 foreign agents. The group says the ruling sends a signal that government rights groups, FSRN's Ekaterina Danilovna, report.
Obok or side by side was among hundreds of NGOs, and the prosecutor's office found the festival guilty of five political NGOs getting support from abroad to register as foreign agents. The festival is political because it took part in a campaign to overgender of homosexuality to minors. The festival changed the fine, but the court yesterday ruled against it. Gulia Sultanova.
Our organization is engaged in issues that are very important. Create a space where it is possible to talk about homosexuality, about tolerate discrimination and violence. And precisely for this, they prosecute.
Sultanova says the ruling sends a signal that the government meets LGBT groups. She says they will fight the court ruling.
On his one-year anniversary, Mohamed Morsi dismissed calls for a new election in terms of anti-Morsi group Tamarud in downtown Cairo, whose name translates to rebellion. According to Al Jazeera, around 2 million signatures calling for a re-election as of May 7, property damage with no casualties. They remain unidentified. Filed a police complaint against the Muslim Brotherhood, to which Morsi belongs. Person Murad Ali denied ties to the bombing, indication to attack. Tamarud hopes to collect 15 million signatures.
Today, the UN launched its largest ever appeal for asking for more than $5 billion to meet the needs of nearly 7 million by the civil war. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Valerie Amos said more than doubled. Amos said one in three Syrians needs help.
But those figures mask a human tragedy, bearing the brunt of this crisis. More than 80,000 people are figured.